Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to WSI-sponsored Pagans Tonight Radio Network. Come explore news, information, entertainment, and ideas from a pagan point of view around the globe. Tune in every night for interviews and lively discussions on current events, philosophy, traditional and not-so-traditional practices, DIY projects, the who's who and what's what of our growing pagan community right here on Blog Talk Radio in English and now in Spanish.
Pagan Warrior Radio. I'm Pamela Kelly with Selena Fox. I always feel like I should be dancing around when I hear that, like doing the pogo.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, welcome to our new time. I'm excited. We'll be doing this at 8 o'clock Central from now on, right, on Tuesdays?
That's right. By popular request, we've moved it to start at 8 Central, and hopefully that's going to work for all of you.
I think it will, because, well, the thing is, the wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio is if you can't make it now, you can always get the podcast and listen to it whenever at your convenience. But the only bad thing about that is you can't call in and you can't participate in the chat. And the chat room is open. The number to call in is, if you are ready, 347-308-8222, and make sure that you dial 1 to make sure that you come to us, that you're in the queue as somebody who wants to talk, because you can actually listen to Blog Talk Radio over the phone if you don't have the internet available for you. So that again is 347-308-8222. We're not taking calls yet. Today's show is about Operation Circle Care. And we're going to have the Ewings come in and talk to us about that, and that's going to be very exciting. Plus, I'm very excited, Selena, to be the show to do the debut of the brand-new Tuatha Dia song that is not even released yet. The CD isn't even out.
Yes, I got to talk with Danny, a.k.a. Damascus himself, earlier this week, and I am so glad he decided to have it debut on this show.
I'm excited.
Tonight we're going to be celebrating ways of supporting pagan troops at Yuletide with the Operation Circle Care program of Yuletide care packages. And tonight's invocation is from the military pagan prayer card that goes out in those care packages. And this was created a number of years ago by myself and Drake Spate, who is paganism's first U.S. military chaplain candidate. And although things didn't work for that to go through at that time, one of the good things that we had coming together was this military pagan blessing that's on the prayer cards we give out for free to those who are serving, to their loved ones, and other supporters. Powers of the ancient ways, in this place far from my home and my family, I honor you and call upon you. Powers of earth, strengthen my physical body and the bodies of my peers and commanders. Powers of air, keep me vigilant at my post, my mind clear and sharp. Powers of fire, give me courage, even when my duty is hard or bitter. Powers of water, grant me restful slumber and good dreams after a long duty day. Powers of spirit, balance me in honor, nobility, and spiritual purpose. powers of goddess and God and their unity. Be with me and around me. Bless me and protect me as I carry out my mission. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Thank you, Selena. The news, we will have eventually a news segment here that is, we'll get pagan news from the area, from around the world, aimed at military specifically. But we'll basically talk until we get that settled about some of our upcoming shows. And it's kind of funny, I mentioned we will eventually get the news because one of our upcoming shows, the last one of the year, is going to be like a reflection, correct?
That's correct. And we have shows now scheduled every week, every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central, beginning now into the end of this calendar year. Next week, we have Honoring Pagan Iraq War Veterans. And this is going to be a special show that we will do a salute to those pagans who have served in Operation Iraqi Freedom and related endeavors. If you are one of those Iraq War veterans who is pagan, and you are open to having your name on our honor roll that will be read next week, please send an email with your name, your contact information, and when you served and what branch of service you were in to dfgl@circlesanctuary.org.
One of the other things we're talking about doing for Yule coming up is for family members and such to say their greetings to those that are serving. And I think the best way to do that is if you can make an MP3 and email it to paganwarriorradio@gmail.com. And if it's something that we can use, we can put it together and use it in our upcoming shows as we get closer to Yule, your greetings for the troops. That's something that we're looking forward to. Also, we have a new Facebook page in the making, correct?
Yes, it is launched as of 10 minutes ago.
Yay!
And we're going to add some more information after the show. And this Facebook page, you can sign up and sign off depending on how you want it. It's under the media section on Facebook. And we invite you to also connect with us there. And recently, we set up a Twitter account. So, @PaganWarriors is a way to follow us on Twitter. And then,
we're everywhere.
That's true. We're moving out. We're developing. On the eve of Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, the eve, December 6th, we're going to do a special show on pagan perspectives on World War II. There are some pagans who are still alive who served in World War II. And if you happen to know any of those pagans, if you can have them get in touch with us, paganwarriorradio@gmail.com. Pass on their contact information or have them get in contact with us directly. Another Circle Sanctuary minister, Dave Sassman, will be on that show and will be joined by another Circle Sanctuary minister, Debbie Morris, who will tell the story of Abe Koyman, who is the World War II veteran that got a pinnacle on his gravestone back in 2007. Yeah, we have some other shows coming up on the 13th of December. We're going to look at how do pagans celebrate Yule? What are the traditions when you're deployed and you're in the military? On the 20th, I'm going to do a winter solstice ritual, not only for troops who are not able to be in a group for that celebration, but for everyone. And then as Pam mentioned, at the very last show of this calendar year, we're going to be doing Military Pagan Milestones in 2011. So we're going to talk about some of the accomplishments that have happened in this calendar year. So that's kind of a view of some news. And if you have news of a pagan military kind, be sure to send a note to us with that news and your contact information, paganwarriorradio@gmail.com.
Awesome. And the other news that we have as well is the Operation Circle Care. Is that's the topic of the show. But the news about that is we're running out of time to go ahead and get your names in and such. What is our time limit? What do we have to do?
If you know a pagan who is serving overseas, whether it's Afghanistan and some other area, get their names, address, email, if you have one, to us, or have them contact us, occ@circlesanctuary.org. And if you have items that you would like to go out to troops overseas who are pagan, then you have until December 1st to get that to us as well. And the Ewings will give more details as we go into our exploration of supporting troops at Yuletide.
We have other big news too tonight of the musical nature. We are going to be featuring at least one artist per show, and tonight's show is Tuatha Dia, which is a very popular pagan group, but we have a brand new song. They're working on a CD, and they let us get the song before the CD is even released. So what you're hearing is brand new, not even out, Tuatha Dia. It is a song that, Selena, you were asking them to do something in the warrior nature for the show. With that,
that's correct. And our leader of Tuatha Dia, former Marine and pagan Celtic alternative rock musician, Danny Mulligan.
So this song is, again, not released yet. I asked them to give us all sorts of information about what's coming up for them when that CD is released. But if you want some more information on their music that's already out, is tuathadia.com. I think I put them on a link for their page, their Facebook page, on the group page, the Pagan Warrior Radio group page, so you can get that. I'm trying to find it right now. I'm so excited because we got it at the last minute. We're putting it in. And the funny thing about it is it's a nice long song, but for whatever reason, it only downloaded like 30 seconds of it. We're like, oh, that's not right. It's far more than 30 seconds in that song. And we got it fixed in the nick of time so we could debut it tonight. So here you are. It's different. If you're expecting regular Tuatha Dia. This is not like any Tuatha Dia that you've heard before. So get ready to have your socks rocked off. Actually,
you might call it heathen rock.
It is. It's called Mercenary. And here you are hearing the debut of the brand new song Mercenary from Tuatha Dia on Pagan Warrior Radio. I feel like I'm back in my music days, serving those who serve.
You, what I want with you, I can make you.
not been released yet, you want to keep up to date with what they are doing, tuathadia.com, tuathadia.com. And that one, again, is called Mercenary. Got a lot of other great music. And I was going to say former Marine, but, you know, Semper Fi, once a Marine, always a Marine.
And I also want to put out the news that Tuathadia, by popular demand, will be at Pagan Spirit Gathering 2012, which will be held at Stonehouse Park near Chicago, June 17th through 24th. We'll get more information out about that online and in future shows.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I guess it's time to get into the meat of the show. It's all about Operation Circle Care, Circle Sanctuary, and leading that for Circle Sanctuary are David and Jeanette Ewing, who are on the line right now.
Hello.
Hi. That was my question. thank you for being here to talk about that tonight. Operation Circle Care is it's a big part, a big deal here with Circle Sanctuary, and you were telling me earlier, Jeanette, about the history of it. Could you and Selena explain a little bit about where it came from?
Sure. You want to start with that, Selena?
Yes. We actually started doing support for Pagan troops right after the war on terrorism began, and the military Pagan blessing was put on a card and laminated, and we have been sending them out to Pagans in both Iraq as well as Afghanistan and in other parts of the world. So our first project was the military Pagan prayer card, and then it came to us that we really should get a Yule care package program together. Paula Johnson, another Circle Sanctuary minister, and I worked together on this project, and she was the first coordinator. And we put the word out, and we started hearing from a variety of people who were serving themselves or loved ones of those who were serving overseas in the war zones. And so single-handedly, pretty much, Paula was getting the donations of items in and putting those packages together. So each year we've grown the program and have expanded it, and now David and Jeanette Ewing are the coordinators, and I'm very thankful that the response to this has been great every year.
Yeah. And David, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We are amazed that every year we have, since we've been involved, we've had just a growing number of donations that have come in as well from people.
You have somebody in the chat room asking if you got their box. So people are participating that are showing up in chat.
That's great.
Yes. Yes, so it's actually somebody that we know.
Hi, Jill.
you were telling me earlier, Jeanette, we were talking about, you know, and we've talked about this before, how important it is to get those packages from someone. You were telling me about how when David was serving on a ship.
That's right. In 1994 and 95, David went on what's called a WestPac, and that's a deployment to the Western Pacific. He was aboard the USS Essex at the time, and this was pretty much pre-internet or in the baby days of internet, so we did not have any other way of communicating with each other other than the occasional phone call and with letters. And something that David had told me after the fact was how envious others were of him, because not only did he get letters all the time, but I sent him several packages, and my parents did too. My dad is retired Navy, and my parents had sent care packages with candy and cookies and homemade beef jerky. And, you know, I remember him telling me just how how much that meant to him, and especially in light of the fact that there were guys that he served with that got very little or nothing at all.
Yeah.
So you can't downplay how important it is to get these packages for when you're overseas, when you're serving far away from home. But we were talking about also that a lot of people try to do what they can to outreach to soldiers, sailors, airmen with the any soldier thing. But you can't do that anymore, can you?
No, not since after 9/11. I think it was before that that the post office actually canceled that program because the DOD kind of canceled it out. So when you send a package, when you send something to a service member overseas, you have to send it to an individual. You can't just say, like, anybody anymore. That's a lot of that has to do with security, for security reasons. It has to be actually addressed to somebody who as a recipient. So they canceled the any sailor, any soldier program, quite some time ago, which really, I think, brought down to some extent, the amount of stuff that, amount of cards and things were being sent overseas because you have to have somebody's name to send to, which is kind of nice that we collect all these names and addresses. And, we keep it all private. We don't share names and addresses with anybody. So, people are kind of concerned about that sometimes. And we keep them, confidential to send packages to. And it's really great that these guys and gals were able to get pagan materials, ritual items, pendants, divination tools that, you can't just go down to the local pagan store in Kabul and buy a tarot deck.
No.
And that's the case with where so many of our troops are located. They don't have good access to pagan supplies where they are. And another wonderful thing about the Yuletide Care Package Drive is that so many of these items that we get are handcrafted or selected by pagans for pagans. So it is a way of building community support for those who are serving.
Yeah, that's right. Interestingly, I opened a package that I'd received a few months ago that had been up in the office that is now the Operation Circle Care Room, and where all of the many, many items that we have are stored. And because I had no idea that what the person had sent, and this person had sent little sachets. They're decorated on the outside, and I didn't open one up, but, it's obvious there's
little stones
and probably some incense in there as well. And people are just really creative. Last year, people made little protection talismans of various types, and just a whole lot of other different things. And, since we are all magical beings, that lends its own energy. So it's one thing to buy a tarot deck, but it's another thing entirely for people to actually make something, even if it's something really small, to give to somebody. It doesn't even have, you can paint a bind rune on a river rock and send us that and, put some good protection energy on it. And that is a great gift, too. So you don't have to spend a whole lot of money on getting stuff for people.
It's funny that you brought up just a river rock. I'm a rock person, and I like having that energy from home when I'm far away. I like to carry my rocks with me because it does give you that protection, that feeling of home, that connection, too.
Yeah.
So you're right. You don't have to be elaborate or go out and, buy the latest tarot deck or anything like that.
Right. Homemade and handmade is always a really cool thing, and I know there's a whole lot of crafty pagans out there, and, it gives you an excuse to exercise your creative energies and do something that, you just don't have to end up spending a whole lot of money doing. It's a lot of times it's the thought and the love and caring that's put into it that really carries people along the way. It's also worth mentioning that, you know, as it is with many of us, many pagans, not only in the military but everywhere, are probably the only one in their own family that's pagan or Wiccan. And so that makes it even a little more isolating. They might get, you know, other things from their family members, but they're not going to get anything like that. So it makes it all the more special that we can actually send them things directly for their own spiritual path as well.
So how do people send the things to you? What do they need to send? How do they get involved?
Well, the first thing to do is there's a whole lot more information on the specifics of what all we need on the Circle Sanctuary website, and it's circlesanctuary.org/military-ministries, and under that you will see all kinds of links, and one of them is directly to the Operation Circle Care page, and that details what all we need. The quickest way is to send us, for people who are looking to donate, send us a quick email to occ@circlesanctuary.org, and we will send you our home address of where to send stuff to. And conveniently, you know, with the way the postal service is now, there's not as many packages being sent out as there were before, so it's actually really quick. Getting anything sent out by priority mail takes 3 days max anywhere in the United States, so there's still plenty of time for those who want to donate stuff to send stuff to us.
Well, and it was asked in chat as well about sending out cash to help with mailing those packages, and Michelle was saying that, yes, you do accept that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and to send you know, monetary donations you use for shipping and other, you know, military support activities with this project and the things we have with supporting our military troops. Any monetary donations can be sent directly to Circle Sanctuary at their address in Wisconsin.
Or you can go online and do it.
Yeah, go ahead, Selena.
Yeah, www.circlesanctuary.org, and you'll find a place where you can donate right up in the navigation bar. And when you get there, make sure that you select that going to Operation Circle Care. And Operation Circle Care is the overall name for this support the troops aspect of work that we do. And the Yuletide Care Package piece is the most well-known of the things that we do, but we are continuously expanding what we're doing for troops, and we also send things out at other times of the year. It's the Yuletide care packages that we do the most publicity on so that we can get as many things together and shipped out as possible.
Yeah,
so you
and, you know, I just want to, for those of you that have items on the way and who've already sent items, you know, I've got to give you guys a big thank you. We, meaning Circle Sanctuary, has not purchased any items at all that have been donated. Everything that we have, and it's all upstairs in our room, is... and it's getting very cramped in there. Everything has been donated by people. We haven't purchased anything. And I've got tons. I mean, I've got tons of books, lots of pinnacles,
yeah,
and other medallions.
We do have a lot of stuff. And, you know, what's really great about it is these packages, if you think about the magic behind it, this is sort of what I kind of focus on with this, is that the magic behind these packages is that everything is donated, and a lot of stuff is handcrafted. It's made for the purpose of sending overseas. And you think about the intent. You know, a lot of us are magical practitioners, and it's all about, you know, intent and energy, focus into something. And you think about that, just from a magical aspect of this package where everything is donated and there's usually something that's made by somebody for the purpose of being sent in the package to brighten somebody's day like this. I think just, to me it's just overwhelming what kind of, you know, energy is involved with that, and receiving that, I think would just be an amazing thing to on an energetic, magical level.
Oh yeah, and well, it's funny you should mention that because
There
is a postcard that we received, well, Circle received early this year, where someone was actually stating that in not so many words, almost exactly what you just said, that just energetically it felt so good. And, you know, something that's worth noting is that especially for the folks who end up getting deployed out to Afghanistan, they are not in a position to take hardly any of their own spiritual stuff with them. I can't tell you how many times in emails that I've received over the past year or so, you know, somebody's asking for a package and they say, oh, well, I'm so-and-so tradition or I'm in such-and-such place and I couldn't bring my stuff with me.
Right.
Well, you're talking, and people in chat are bringing up divination, and it's funny that you're talking about that with the energy and everything, and we're being magical beings. As my friend who was deployed to Afghanistan, I was putting together a package of stones and stuff for her, and something just struck me to put in this orange 20-sided die, and I threw it at her. You know, I just sent it to her, and she got so involved in using that for divination, because that's what's actually inside a magic 8-ball, is a 20-sided figure with the different things. She wrote this whole long paper about it. She was so fixated with, and I could tell it brought her a lot of enjoyment, something as simple as that. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say, don't downplay anything that you can bring. It's a thought.
Oh, so, definitely.
So that's why so many of us are gamers. Okay.
That's funny. So, speaking of divination, tarot decks are always a popular thing. I've also got, for my own collection, one of the things that we used to do a couple years ago that we have cycled out of is we had an online store. And among other things, we ran out of time and, well, energy to be able to operate the online store with all the other stuff that we do with Circle and what we do here locally. And so, you know, we closed down the store, and, well, I ended up with all these wooden rune sets. So I sent some out last year, and they'll be sent, some of them will be sent out this coming year, too. And probably some pendulums and, you know, a lot of other nifty divination things that people have donated. So, you know, it's really cool to be able to give people, again, just a different stuff that they may not have otherwise thought about buying for themselves.
And you were telling me about some of the emails that you get from people who have received them.
Right.
Receive these packages.
Yeah. Some were emails, and others, like I was mentioning briefly a minute ago, the postcard that somebody sent. And, one of them was from this young guy who, he was new to Wicca, and he was stationed in Afghanistan, and he was just so happy with what he had received. And that, you know, he was just so grateful about it. And here is the other thing in question. I'll just read this out. The other thing that I got from somebody who was also in Afghanistan, and this person writes, I wanted to write and thank you so much for the care package while I'm here in Afghanistan. The books have been wonderful, and the box with the many varied ritual items has raised my spirits, making me feel more whole and connected. I feel that myself and other pagans to receive these packages are truly blessed to have a group so supportive and understanding of the unique position faced with being deployed.
That's a wonderful email. Thank you very much for sharing. And I'm wondering
if we have some
in our call line or in the chat room that might also have been involved with Operation Circle Care in some way, and in particular the Yuletide care packages for pagan troops. So anyone that's listening right now that has donated items or has received one of these packages, that you might want to either put some info in the chat room or actually call in on our call-in number.
Well, I had a phone call that I was going to, and it's disappeared. So if they want to call back, it was actually a meetup of 17 people in Louisville, Kentucky, that got together just to listen to the show.
That's
and,
fabulous.
I'd like them to call back again. I was just about to go to them. Go ahead.
Yeah,
that
might be Kukulain.
Yes, it is.
Is he there?
He's not. He dropped off. He was there.
Well, thank you for calling, and if you are able to call back, great. And if you aren't, we want to thank you for your service and your support. I also want to just interject that, yes, indeed, since launching the media Pagan Warrior Radio page at the start of the show, there are now three of us liking it. So if you would like to go to it, it is www.facebook.com/pagan-warrior-radio/29405172-7284981. Probably your best bet is to go to Facebook, type in Pagan Warrior Radio, and find the one with the bonfire next to its name, and that will take you to the page.
I was actually typing that. I was trying to, and then I went, forget it. I'll go ahead and find it and copy paste it. I will paste it here in the chat room here in a minute. But what the chat has turned to, though, right now, is a lot of people who've served or not serving now who are talking about how they wish this was around when they were serving, and basically how difficult it is as a pagan in the military that some of them have to say things like they're Jewish or that their dog tags won't have a faith on it. And one of the things about having a show like Pagan Warrior Radio to unite the community and to unite our faith is so we can so we can come out of the room closet, so we can have more things like this, so we don't have to worry about what we put on our dog tags and such. I was chuckling because because Jack is back, and that's exactly what it says on his call.
Great.
Jack back. Are you there? It says he was back. Hello? Okay, well, I guess he's not back. I apologize for that. But no, what I was saying is that a lot of the discussion right now in channel is about being recognized for our faith, and that's why it's important that we support ourselves, each other, in things like the Operation Circle Care.
Well, when we got ready to start sending the military pagan prayer cards out to pagans in the war zone, I called up U.S. military officials. I called the Pentagon. I called Central Command that was out of Florida at the time. And I made my way through chaplain circles to describe what we were planning and to make certain that this was going to work. My thought was that there are people of other faith traditions that are getting support, and that it was really important for pagans to also get support and to have some things coming from pagan sources. And I'm very thankful for the work of Paula and Jeanette and David, who have been coordinating this program over the years, and very thankful for all of you who are tuning in tonight. In addition to contributing funds for Operation Circle Care as a whole and for the Yuletide Care Package Drive in particular, And in addition to contributing items and sharing names and contact information so we can send packages off to those people, a fourth way to help this program is to get the word out. And we're really hoping to get all the items that people want to donate and have go out by December 1st. And we're also hoping to get the names and contact information by this time. So if everyone listening now or listening later could post a link to Operation Circle Care on social networking sites, write a blurb in blogs and put it on websites and in emails and really help us with networking, that would be greatly appreciated.
Catherine mentioned in chat that she has one of the pagan cards and she still carries pagan prayer cards, I'm sorry, and she still carries it today. Catherine, if you want to call, we're at 347-308-8222. And speaking of which, Jack should be back this time. Jack, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Selena, Janet, David,
hey,
Jasmine,
thanks for,
Michelle.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, yeah, we're got a total of 18 people here. We're at a Wiccan meetup tonight in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm introducing the whole group. We've had our meeting pretty much over with, and so I'm introducing the whole group right now to Block Talk Radio, and especially to try to talk to them about Circle Sanctuary, Operation Circle Care, and so we're, you know, gradually getting the information out around this area, being close enough to Fort Knox.
That's fabulous. And would you like to talk a little bit about things happening at Fort Knox? I mean, obviously you have a meetup group right there that's joined our evening.
Yes. We're all really excited here because one of the big groups that we had at Fort Knox, one of the first combat units that they actually brought into Fort Knox when they were transitioning from a TRADOC over to combat-oriented type of installation here is that the entire 3rd Brigade of the 1st Infantry Division is right now beginning to come back. They've been in theater for the last year. They left right at Christmas this last year, and they'll be rotating back. I've had their advanced elements come in. And so talking with Michelle last week, we're actually beginning talks with the chaplains there and trying to get some things happening there on Fort Knox with the new soldiers as they're coming in.
That's great.
Awesome.
So we got a lot of things happening down this way as far as getting work out and social networking and just a whole lot of things happening in the area. Some good news coming up this next year with Pagan Pride Day and several of the other events. And I was really excited to hear that Tuatha Dé is going to be back at PSG this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll announce some other special guests in coming weeks. And hopefully we'll be able to open up registration after the first of the year.
Oh,
very
I do
cool.
have to mention, I almost forgotten this. Burr, who is with Tuatha Dé, he just put in the mail, I believe, like 50 Tuatha Dé CDs and a bunch of bumper stickers for Operation Circle Care. So they may not be able to, you know, the service members might not be able to get the latest and greatest CD, but they will get one of their CDs this year.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to holler and say hi and to David and Janet and Michelle and Don Lewis and everybody that's there tonight. And I just want to thank you for hosting the show and doing the wonderful things that you're doing there with Circle and everything that people are doing. So thank you very much and love you much and blessings to all of you.
Many blessings.
Well, Jack.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thanks for calling in. And I posted the phone number on there, and I have Catherine, who I'm going to go ahead and put Catherine on right now.
Great.
Catherine was the one that mentioned that she has the prayer card still, Catherine?
Yes, in my hand.
That's great.
Do you want to tell us the story behind it?
Yeah.
Actually, Selena, you gave it to me at Michelle Bashir's house in Augusta, Georgia, getting ready for Augusta Pagan Pride.
That's right. That was a little over a year ago.
Yes, it was.
And I'm glad it's still with you. You know, we laminated those as part of our way of making them happen so that they could get carried around in a variety of different conditions all kinds of weather and that they would last. And I'm really glad yours is holding up well.
It actually has. My kids and I have moved around, and it's still kicking, and I'm still very thankful that I have it.
Well, and thank you for tuning in to Pagan Warrior Radio and for your support of our various efforts.
Absolutely. How could I not be?
And reiterate this.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, just to reiterate, those pagan prayer cards all are, each person who gets a care package also gets a pagan prayer card. So it definitely goes in there, which with each individual package, and group leaders were also sure to send them a good 10 or 12 in theirs as well, so they're free to hand those out as well.
Yeah.
It's fun
Very
to make
cool.
those care packages up.
So again, what do we need to do? What do you need for the care packages? What do people need to do if they want to get involved, other than spread the word, let people know about it? Can you give us a rundown on that again?
Sure.
So if you know people, or if you're stationed overseas, or if you know somebody who is, that would be open to receiving a package, just send the contact information, the mailing address, to occ@circlesanctuary.org. If you have stuff you want to donate, email us at occ@circlesanctuary.org, and we will send you our address. We're collecting everything at our home in Northern Virginia, so if you do have stuff to donate and you want to donate it to Circle and you all send it to Virginia, that's us. We're collecting everything here at our home and shipping it out from here, so we can save Circle some postage by just, ship your donation straight to us instead of sending it to Circle and then they forward it. And the things that we need, divination items, runes, tarot, oracle cards, we try to mix it up. So we have people who ask, who are, a druid or heathen and stuff. So we try to ensure that we kind of tailor the packages as much as we can to a person's path. So pendants, either pentacles, Thor's hammers, goddess symbols, any kind of talismans that somebody can carry in their pocket, stones.
Yes, stones and crystals are biggies.
Are really great.
They're great. Small packages of herbs are great, too. Or even if you have herbs of any particular type lying around and you have it in bulk, hey, that's okay, too, because we will divvy those out into smaller baggie sizes, small enough for an individual person's use as well. We had several people sending us big bags of a variety of different herbs, and we just divvied it up like that. So pretty much anything, along those lines. One thing that we don't send out a lot of, we do give actual real candles to the DFGLs, the group leaders, because they're usually in a position where they can actually light real candles. For individual boxes, Michelle Boshears came up with the idea of sending people flameless candles, and they're really cute, and they're battery operated, and we put those. I put a whole, in each package last year. Each person got a flameless candle, so they would have some sort of semblance of flame that they could light in their barracks, or wherever they were at, and still have something that represented fire. And, I thought that was a great idea that Michelle came up with last year, and we certainly utilized it. And even now I've got, I think probably a good 75, 80 flameless candles waiting to go out to people this year.
Well, and I think that's a really good Yuletide gift for pagans in the military who've been deployed, because you can have them in your barracks, or if you're on a ship, you can have them there. Or if you're in a place where you really can't have open flames in some kind of outside encampment, well, it's a way you can bring the light of Yule into your solstice celebration.
And we've had discussions about this in our group as well, with the flameless candles. It's using the electricity, which can be considered part, of the fire element, that spark. So
right.
It's a good one. War for Fire. That's a whole other show that is coming up in the future of things to do that are within regulations of how you can set up an altar in your dorm room and such. But we're running out of time now, so we should probably wrap up again. David posted the email address, occ@circlesanctuary.org, and you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do. Let me get there, and I'll post a link to the Facebook page real quick. OCC. It's so if you go to Facebook and do a search on Operation Circle Care, you'll find it, the search Operation Circle Care. Or where is it at here?
You can go to the Circle website and go to Military Ministries, and you will find a link there as well.
Yes, and we already have. This was started just, last week, I guess.
What? The Facebook page was just a few weeks ago.
Right, and we already have 148 likes. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Very
Yay.
Cool.
Well, and I want to thank both of you for being on the show tonight. I want to thank all of our callers and those in live chat. And before signing off, this is Warrior Radio for Pagans, and I want
Selena,
to honor...
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I do have one last quick call from someone who's thankful in Wisconsin. Can we go ahead and go to him real quick, Mike? Is that acceptable?
Well, all I want to say is I want to honor Tony Razor, who
yes.
is a Roman reenactor of the Roman 11th Legion in Rome, who was from Wisconsin, and he passed on the 18th of last week, November 18th. It's a loss to the Roman pagan community, to warrior community, but he lives on, and I just wanted to share that. And yes, let's take one more call before we sign off.
Mike, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I was just basically calling in to say that I'm really thankful for what you guys are doing. I am a National Guard from Wisconsin here. I'm a veteran from the mid-90s, and we didn't have anything. I mean, I had to go to a surplus store in Green Bay to get my dog tags to say Wiccan even, and it really kind of warms my heart what you guys are doing for the troops overseas right now.
Thank you so much for calling in and for your support and your service.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. You guys have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Well, we've had a very full show, and I'm so thankful that we've had wonderful participation and that we are expanding our networking with this show. And I want to remind everyone that if you have served in the Iraq War or you know someone who has and they're pagan, to tune in to our show next week and let us know about your service so we can add you to our honor roll. Email us, dfgl@circlesanctuary.org. That will go to Michelle Boshears, who's compiling the list. If you know of someone who's pagan who served and who was killed in action in that war, we're also compiling names of those who sacrificed their life during that war, and we'll be doing a special tribute show as the Iraq War winds down as we head towards solstice.
Quick kind of jump in and do a shout out? I just got an email from somebody who's like a distant cousin. I think he's like third cousin or something. Zach. Hey, Zach. Greetings. I mean, this is somebody I
That's
had seen.
Great.
We were both like children. Okay, and I just got an email from him that he was listening into the show.
Awesome. Zach, tell everybody about it.
Back from Colorado. We were chatting on the chat about all of us being from Colorado.
The DFGL at CircleSanctuary.org also is, if you're interested in being a DFGL, that was last week's show. We had some chatter in the chat room about what a DFGL was. So you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio, www.pagans.com, look up the archive shows, all the ones that we've done so far. This is number 3, but last week was the DFGL show. So if you want any more information about that, either email Michelle at dfgl@circlesanctuary.org, and or go ahead and pick up the old archive show. Listen to that as well. I think that's about it, Selena.
Well, in closing, may all those who are serving be blessed with the power of the ancient ones who have served in the past, be blessed with the support of the community as it exists in the present, and lead the way for those warriors to come in the future. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Thank you. We'll be back next week, 8 o'clock Central Time, Pagan Warrior Radio, here with Pagans Tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Spread the word. Make sure everybody knows we're out here, because we're out here for you, honoring those who serve us. Pagan Warrior Radio. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you for joining us on Pagans Tonight. You can hear us every night right here on Blog Talk Radio. For all questions, comments, or show suggestions, email us at pagans tonight@gmail.com and let us know how we're doing. We'd love to hear from you. You can also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and now on LiveJournal. Good night and blessed be.